God of the wind, the water, and the word, send your spirit into this place and empower us to be children of the way, to support one another, to walk the path of Christ before us. In his name we pray. Amen. So I said this very early on, but in case anybody came in a little late, Happy New Year! Happy New Year! That's right. It's not so new anymore, but for many of you, this is like the first time I've gotten an opportunity to see you. So before I'm saying, have a great summer, Happy New Year. And even though we are well into the new year, a whole 10 days, it's not too late to be talking about the hopes and the dreams that we have for the new year, for ourselves. It might sound trite to be talking about New Year's resolutions, but really, when did that stop being a thing? Or is that just me in the circles that I run in? Maybe people do still make New Year's resolutions. Does anybody here have any New Year's resolutions that they're working on? I hear one back there. Here, see one over there? Anybody, hands up if you've got a New Year's resolution this year. If you don't, that's okay. I'm not going to judge you because I don't have any. Well, I might. Maybe I don't. I don't know. No, I don't. Natalie would know. So if you have them, why do you still make them? And if we don't, what causes us to give up? What made us give up? But are those questions even worth answering? We know why we used to do it. Year after year, and then we gave up. Their reasons for giving up are just as easy to guess at. I'm going to do this. I'm going to exercise more, drink less, quit smoking, eat better, get out of debt, volunteer. These are just a sampling of the top 10 most commonly broken New Year's resolutions. Which ultimately leads to the other question, what makes us give up? Now, we all should regularly exercise, but it's hard. But it's worth it. And we know that eating better is better for us. It's in the phrase, for goodness sake. But the less better food sometimes tastes so much better. And for those who are trying to quit smoking, it's like trying to quit breathing, ironic as that might sound. New Year's resolutions are hard. It's why we wait for the new year. It's why we wait a whole year to start them, which is why, for many, they fall flat before the dawn of February. So why do we put ourselves through that torture year after year? It's no wonder that many of us have stopped trying. But really, there's something about the new year that captures our imagination, isn't there? For many, it's not just another day. It's not just another day in another month in another year. It's a blank slate. It's an opportunity to start over, to recreate ourselves, to forge a new path. And so, in the last week of December, many still come up with resolutions, ways that they're going to make the coming year not just new, but better somehow. As we talk about building something new, it's appropriate that we do so in the light of the reading of the Gospel of Luke today. In it, we find people waiting with great expectation, much as we did as we prepared for the new year. But these people are waiting for more than the clock to strike midnight. They're waiting for the Messiah, someone who would come and change all their lives, change the lives of all people. And in their hope, they looked to John the Baptizer. He was an unconventional sort of guy, ragged, a bit wild. But he had a message of healing and hope, of reconciliation. Every day, people would come to him seeking the cleansing waters of baptism in the hope that he might reveal himself that day, that he might reveal himself as the Messiah, the one who would lead his people out of the oppression of the Romans and into their own place in the world. But as we and they come to know, John is not the new year. He is the countdown. He's the one getting us pumped up and ready for when the ball drops. And he confirms this in his own words when he says, "I baptize you with water, but one who is more powerful than I is coming, and I am not worthy to untie the thong of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire." But even though he isn't the Messiah, he knows that his mission of repentance through baptism is one that will prepare people for the coming Messiah. And then we have the other half of the gospel reading today. Jesus and others have just been baptized. They're praying afterwards on the shores of the River Jordan. Then, like fireworks that herald the end of the old year and the beginning of the new, the sky opens and a voice is heard. "You are my Son, the Beloved. In you I am well pleased." And there it is. Right after the dunk, the sky opens. It's the beginning of something new and amazing, the beginning of the ministry of Jesus Christ. We, as of January 6th, entered the season of Epiphany, the season of discovery and revelation. It is during this season that we and the people of the day come to learn the truth of this man, Jesus, that he is God with us. But does any of this help us as we strive to be our best selves in this new year? Does this revelation change how we deal with our resolutions? We call them New Year's resolutions because we wait until January 1st to make that change, because that New Year's Day is somehow more special than any other day, probably because the calendar says it's the beginning. And we ascribe special significance to the act of baptism in today's reading because afterwards, nothing was the same. Now, to say that Christ's baptism or even our own baptism was insignificant would be a mistake. They are definitely special, but probably not for the reason that we think that they are. Christ took a dunk, and we took a sprinkle, but nothing about the water made us any different other than wet. While under the effects of holy water, God didn't enter our hearts and like a surgeon change something. Because the truth is, by the time we get around to baptism, there's nothing left to change. Baptism in and of itself doesn't change a person. It didn't change you and it didn't change me. It didn't change Christ or any of the people who went to be baptized by John before him. But Reverend Richard, you might say, what about repentance? What about cleansing and all that jazz? Was John lying? Well, no. But the change happened long before their toes ever touched the water. You see, it's not about the dunk. It's about the surrender. Those who genuinely chose John's baptism had already sought reconciliation with God in their hearts. And for Christ, baptism marked the ultimate surrender of his own heart to the one who would be his guiding light. It's the same for us. Well, the same for us that were baptized as adults anyway. We make that same surrender before the water touches our heads. For those of us who were baptized as children, we reaffirm that surrender in our time of confirmation. So even though these baptisms are special events in our lives, they don't necessarily mark the beginning or the end of anything. They are a waypoint on our journey with the divine. So it is with this New Year barrier. We have to get out of our heads and recognize that there is no better day to strive to be our best selves, for our families, and for our community. No better day than today. Doesn't matter if we meant to start it yesterday but didn't. Doesn't matter that tomorrow is going to be way more convenient, even though we know that life is going to make it less so. Every day marks the beginning of the rest of our lives. If you need some special act to get you going, when you wake up, well, probably not when you wake up. I don't want you to wait for tomorrow. When you get home today, go to the bathroom, turn on the water and splash water in your face, look yourself in the mirror and say, you are a child of God. You are beloved. In you, God is well pleased. Then set about to change the world. And if you don't get it right today, don't beat yourself over the head. Don't quit. Just splash yourself with more water and remind yourself that you are a beloved child of God and that you can accomplish much. So happy New Year. Happy New Day. Happy New Moment. Because every moment is worth celebrating. Every moment is an opportunity to follow the call of God. Every moment is precious. Amen.